That we need 3 weeks to get ready for the season. The first one will be a better opposition than we'd wish for in our first one. Normally we play somebody not as good as a League Two playoff side, but we try to split the side evenly over the two halves. Probably the second half is a bit stronger, but no excuses. The first, the 11 that played in the 45 looked pretty rusty, to say the least.
Yeah, Burton just seemed to be a bit quicker, a bit more at the races, didn't they, the first 45?
Yeah, I think it's their second game, maybe third game or something, and everyone's different at this stage of the year, when they've played a game or so more. And really the main thing is no injuries for us to add to Flynn, Wallace and McNulty.
What did you say to the lads who were coming on at half-time then? I guess you just asked them to show you a bit more.
Yeah, just a bit more, whether it's the first one or not. We want more than shown in the first half. So they did. I thought, right, from the kick-off we went forward. Very pleased with Diego. I thought he looked lively, looked sharp, got a couple of shots off. Jose as well. The team that played the second half acquitted themselves much better.
Three new players in either half of the game for you as well. Just run us through your thoughts on the debutants.
Yeah, I thought they did well. I thought Harrison McGay, first of all, in the second half, did very well. Playing alongside Harry Maguire for just 18 or for 18 years old, he shows an awful lot of potential. Chris Basham settled in nicely, and we've been very, very pleased with Craig Alcock. Thought he was as good as we had.
In terms of on the field as well, in terms of, I thought Alcock at the right back position in the second half looked fairly strong. You mentioned Harrison McGahey there. Just tell us a bit about him. We've not spoken to you since he's obviously signed.
Yeah, he's just a young centre half who we saw at the end of last season, and his contract was up. We went to a tribunal, I think, to sort his fee out. But for 18 years old, a lot of promise there. And he's only been with us a couple of days. But once again, he's settled in nicely, and we'll continue to have a look at him pre-season.
And you put the result behind you, the scoreline behind you here, don't you? Because it's not about that in pre-season, is it?
It's not about that at all. What sort of matters is Bristol City in 3 weeks' time, nothing else.
What about business-wise? It's been a few days since we spoke to you about Harry Maguire. What's the latest with him? Have Hull City come back since we spoke to you on Wednesday?
No, they haven't come back, no. So as far as we know, he's with us. That's why we played him today. If there was something imminent, then he wouldn't have featured today. So, no, he's planning on he'll be involved at Northampton on Tuesday night.
I guess that's how you want things to stay as well, isn't it? You wouldn't, I guess, welcome another response from them.
No, we'd love Harry to be here, and we'd love Harry to be here for the next few years if we could. But we've certainly got him in the contract for next season, so we can control that.
And in terms of his performance today, he put everything in, didn't he?
He has done all pre-season. One or two people have said to us, well, is he, not trying in training, that sort of thing? Not in the slightest. You saw today another good, solid performance by him. Some lovely balls out, diagonals he hit today as well. And he defended well. When you look at him and Harrison, 21 and 18, two good prospects.
That could be a real promising centre-half partnership, couldn't it?
Yeah, it could, and that's the thing, when you're trying to split the side up, we went with experienced ones in the first half, Collins and Butler both in the 30s, I think, and then you get two youngsters in the second half. So it's interesting to see the partnerships.
Is it likely that could be mixed, though? You could play one of the experienced ones and one of the younger ones if Harry Maguire's obviously still with you.
Yeah, that's the thing about pre-season, mixing the sides up. And you try and get it even, or you strengthen one side. But we lost Ryan Flynn yesterday. He was due to play in the first half, and Mark McNulty would have probably done as well. So that's why that was a little bit probably weaker than we would have liked. But three young lads got a game, Conor De Mayo, Lewis Reed and Jason Paling. So it was good experience for them against a very good, first choice League Two side.
In terms of those injuries, anything serious or just a bit of precaution today?
No, only precautionary. Mark McNulty back, should be okay for Tuesday, we hope. And Flinney just hamstring tightened up yesterday during training, and once again we're hoping for Tuesday.
And in terms of more recruitment, any more updates from us? I know we spoke to you earlier in the week, and Chris O'Grady was mentioned. He's now joined Brighton and Hove Albion. Are you disappointed to have missed out on him?
Yeah, but you can see the level that he's gone to, and the finances involved, to do that move. Chris is a good player and was sought after by a very good Championship club, so I think if you go somebody else in our league, then we'll have a look at ourselves. But if you miss out with Brighton, so we keep our search for a striker going.
I was going to say, who do you move on to now then? Where else do you start looking now?
Yeah, there's one or two more options we're looking at the moment. It might be that we have to wait into August and towards the end of the transfer window.
Are you looking for experience, or are you looking for someone young, someone you can bring on a little bit? What are you hoping for?
I'm just looking for a good player. That's all. I don't care. Young, old, small, tall, black, white. We honestly don't mind. We're just looking for a good forward, that that we can bring in, you know, that we can either buy, that we can afford to buy, wages wise, all that sort of thing. It's where the deal, you know, is very important.
Someone who can score goals in, simple as that.
Yeah. Somebody, you saw today some of the play again, especially in the second half, was good. We don't get enough shots off. But that's why I thought Diego and Jose looked promising.
Yeah, you mentioned Diego Girolamo there. He had a couple of chances. He looks like he was really hungry for it today.
Yeah, he looked lively in the second half, which was good. His touch was excellent. Lovely touch and turn just in the second half there, and should have got his shot off. He'll feature again at Northampton on Tuesday.
More work to be done now then?
Oh, there's plenty. That's why, you know, we're 2 weeks and 2 days into a 5-odd-week pre-season, so this is very early days for us. And we're disappointed losing, you know, and everything, but ultimately, it's about Bristol City in the next 9 months, not today.